Would you please read Council Item 376?
Request of Kevin Fitz to address Council regarding city review of home forward contracts with a home for everyone and intergovernmental agreements with the city.
Mr. Fitz, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Council. My name is Kevin Fitz. I'm a volunteer for an organization called the Oregon Mental Health Consumer Association. We don't have a budget. We're all volunteer groups, so no one is paying me to as a lobbyist. I also want to say, just for conflict of interest, I'm also a member of the.
Was that not on?
I'm also a member of the Home for Everyone Coordinating Council and on the Unity Psychiatric Crisis Advisory Board. So just to put that out there, but I don't speak for them. I was going to talk, like it said in the agenda, about. Some home forward relationship with.
I just turned it off. Moving it close. To, sorry.
And we'll add some time back on because of the technical.
Okay.
Let's add another minute.
So I was gonna talk about some issues that I had with public housing and city and county bureaucracies' relationship to their municipal corporations or public housing authorities. But my Windows machine died last night, so I'm going to pinch hit this morning on my way down from. Southeast Portland, I bumped into Mark Jolin, the head of a Home for Everyone, and Sheriff Chief Reese. And then down here in the Pearl District, I ran into Homer Williams, so it's been a busy morning. Here is the issue, and it was kind of serendipitous that this came to me because I was talking to these three gentlemen about it. The Mercury did a piece on Portland's homeless situation, yada, 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 about WAPTO and that sort of thing. And it's an encouraging discussion wherever you fall on whether you want an institution 20 miles outside of Portland, isolated from services and 400 people all living on top of each other, or you want to put them in permanent housing with vouchers and supportive services. Wherever you fall in that discussion, I'm not here to make that argument. But I do want to make the argument about and just for self-identification, I'm a person who is a recovering alcoholic, recovering addict, recovering recipient of your criminal justice system, and have lived with the diagnosis of schizophrenia for 25 years and a four-time suicide survivor. So here's the thing. When I was looking at this article that was talking about this issue, so Homer Williams is quoted saying this, first thing you want to do is stabilize the homeless, and then you can start to make long-term plans. And then after that, he goes on to say that Williams says investing in permanent housing isn't a practical solution right now because what you need to do first is to stabilize the homeless. And having been a person who has been homeless in transitional housing and shelters and living in 82nd Avenue motels, I just find this language about what we need to do to these people offensive as a person of a service recipient. And stabilize, euthanize, sterilize. That kind of language makes me uncomfortable from a service recipient about what your benevolent paternalism, what you need to do to me, a user of your system, seems offensive and gets my fear up. I thought we're trying to make therapeutic bonds with your social service agencies and users of your systems. And that kind of language, I think, is aggressive and makes me uncomfortable. So thank you.
Homer Williams is not on city council, nor does he speak for the city of Portland.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin, very much for joining us.